attacked by fans and even, you know, the NFL ownership, but not our peers that sit there and fought with us. But the biggest thing for us, though, is getting to work, you know, as fast as possible, holding the league accountable to the things that they promised and stepped up to the table with. And that has nothing to do with the money. You know, that's amplifying our voices, pushing, you know, a bigger platform, one that's never been done before by any sports organization. So hopefully the league holds up their end of the bargain, because players have been working, they're ready to work, continue to use their voices to draw attention to our communities and make some real change.
But you've been a bigger person than some of the people attacking you. You haven't pushed back on attacking them. How have you been able to do that?
Well, I mean, you can say what you want about me. At the end of the day, my focus and my goal has always been about the people and making that change. So, you know, I don't get into mudslinging, because that doesn't benefit me, it doesn't benefit them, it doesn't benefit our movement. And quite frankly, you know, all of us have contributed to where we've gotten, and all of us should be proud of it. We may disagree, but, you know, I'm still proud of those guys, because they played a huge part in where we're at right now.
Malcolm, what do you take from this game tonight?
I mean, the biggest thing, you know, for us is you know, each guy's got to answer to themselves. You know, did they prepare as well as they needed to? And if the answer is yes, then you live with the results. You know, that's a good team that we played. It's a hostile environment. They made some plays. You know, you look at, you know, the game Russell Wilson had, some of the things, you know, that he did. We're going to go back and watch the tape, and you'll have no answer for it. But there's definitely some mistakes that we made that we got to clean up. But at the end of the day, you know, we've lived and died on our preparation. And so if you feel good about how you prepared and what you've done leading up to this, you know, you can't get upset about the result. You know, sometimes it happens. It's been going our way, obviously, all year. But it doesn't change who we are. It doesn't change what we're doing. I think as we stay out here on the West Coast, we've got to dive back into our preparation. Got another road game, another quality team we're going to see. And so I think we'll just double down in a week and see what happens next Sunday.
Malcolm, you have been playing against Russell Wilson for years. No matter how you try to prepare for this guy, he still is probably the most frustrating quarterback out there.
Yeah.
What makes him so difficult to defend?
He's a human, you know, joystick, man. It's you know, some of that stuff, he's, you know, he gets out of the pocket and your D-line can't get to him. You've got guys covered on the back end, and all of a sudden they're scrambling around. So even, you know, if you pull him up, you get a holding call on the back end, just because it's hard to stay with those receivers for that long. He makes some great throws under pressure. You know, and his ability to improvise is the biggest thing. The one, you know, he gets out of the pocket. Our DBs, you know, we're taught staying covered until he crosses the line of scrimmage. He crosses it, and then he option pitches it out. You know, those are things you can't really prepare for. And, you know, those are plays that, you know, that's what makes him special and obviously a dangerous quarterback.
Were you guys as mentally prepared as you should have been for this game, do you think, as a defense?
I think so. I mean, they didn't do anything that we didn't expect. There was a few plays here or there where, you know, we put ourselves in bad positions from an alignment standpoint, and we knew a little bit better. But, you know, some of the plays, the zero blitzes, he threw it up. Some of the big plays he just made. And so there's definitely some things we got to clean up. We don't feel good about it, but, you know, they didn't do anything that we weren't prepared for.
Did you feel the big sequence was when the offense fumbled out of the end zone and they came down and scored the touchdown?
I mean, yeah, whenever you got an opportunity to score some points and then you give up the ball, that's a huge turning point in the game. And then defensively, we weren't able to get a stop. That was a huge, you know, turning point, but we're still battling, you know, after that. It's just, you know, that was definitely a crucial part of the game.
You talk about staying out here in the West Coast. You got the Rams coming up.
Yep.
The Vikings are 10-2 now.
Yep.
I mean, now it's a point where you guys got to try to get that home field that you want.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get back focused for this Rams game, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, for us, we always have taken a week-to-week approach. And now that we're kind of getting closer to the end, this is not the time to start thinking big picture, you know, and we just need to get back to our preparation, focus on correcting the tape from this week, get in, you know, Wednesday, go first and second down, and just stick to the process and what's got us here.